Our lesson this morning is again from a familiar story as we continue in Luke chapter 10, starting with verse 38 through 42. Hear God's word. As they continued their travel, Jesus entered a village. A woman by the name of Martha welcomed him and made him feel quite at home. She had a sister Mary who sat before the master, hanging on every word he said. But Martha was pulled away by all she had to do in the kitchen. Later, she stepped in, interrupting him. "Master, don't you care that my sister has abandoned the kitchen to me? Tell her to lend me a hand." And the master said, "Martha, dear Martha, you're fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. Only one thing is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course and won't be taken from her." May God give us understanding of this holy word. Let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. My name is Martha. You've probably heard about me, and you've probably heard about my sister Mary and our brother Lazarus. All of us are single, and we all had a shared passion for Jesus and following him. And so we spent every free moment we had, every opportunity we had to be there and to know him. And one of my great delights was that from time to time, as Jesus and the disciples needed a break, needed some rest, they would come to our home. And we had the opportunity to just relax together and spend time together. And of course, knowing the kind of schedule that Jesus had and all that he and his disciples were doing, it was very important to me that that time in our home was a good time. That they had what they needed, that they were cared for, that they could rest and be replenished. And I enjoyed very much my role in preparing that space for them, making sure that the house was clean, that everything was tidy, everything ready, that we had good food, that everything might be as perfect as humanly possible. That was my passion. I felt like that was the one thing that I could give. But this funny thing kind of creeped in. And I didn't even notice it at first. As I was doing those things and as I was preparing, there was a part of me that felt almost kind of resentful. I would find myself back in the kitchen doing all the work. And meanwhile, here's my sister just out there like she's one of the guests, just sitting there all sprawled out. And now, I didn't want to feel this way, but between you and me, it made me angry and just resentful. It wasn't fair. Here I am, I'm back there, I'm doing all the work. And that was after having done all the shopping and getting everything all put together. I've got stuff cooking on the stove. I'm trying to get cold drinks out to everybody. And there she is, sitting there. Sitting there. Can you blame me for feeling just a little bit ticked off? Can you? Frankly, I don't feel that I was, or at least I didn't at the time, I didn't feel like I was out of place in coming out to the room and getting a little help from Jesus. And just saying, "Jesus, don't you think that my sister ought to be giving me a hand here?" And I was a little shocked by the response. Here I'm expecting him to support me and say, "Mary, we'll talk later. Go ahead and give Martha a hand. She's working so hard out there in the kitchen." That was what I expected, right? And instead, he wasn't angry with me, but he was clearly trying to correct me and seeing me as the one who was wrong. I was stunned. Wait a second, I'm the one out there cooking and running around and making this happen, and I'm the one at fault here? But then I got thinking about it. And I got praying about it. And a lot of it I didn't understand right away. But he got my attention. And you know how that happens. Jesus can come in when we're thinking we know what's going on and we know what's best, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we're corrected. And often in surprising ways. So he got my attention. And I started thinking about it. I started thinking about his words to me. Martha, you're fussing far too much and you're getting yourself worked up over nothing. I started thinking about that. I started thinking, how many times in my life do I think I'm doing something that is so valuable and so important, and I get so frustrated and upset and worried when things aren't going the way I somehow think they ought to go? And I got to thinking about, what's not right here? Is something backwards? And I was thinking about what else he said. He said, one thing only is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course. What did he mean by that? I realized, here I am, out cooking and running around with all kinds of stuff. And Jesus is in that space, sharing things that are so essential to who we are as God's children, so essential to who we are and what our lives are all about. I'm in the kitchen worrying about one meal, worrying about getting bread on the table for one meal. And Jesus is wanting to give us the food that will feed us our whole lives. I'm in there worried about how to get cold drinks on the table. And he's wanting us to have living water. I'm worried about just the little things, about making them all feel at home. And he's trying to teach us and help us understand about our eternal home. I realized it wasn't that what I was doing was a bad thing or a wrong thing. It was fine. It's just that I had things backwards. I had my priorities mixed up. And that forced me to start thinking about, if I did it there, when Jesus was right there in my home, what are other ways that I'm getting it backwards? What are other ways that my thinking is a mess, is flawed, is upside down? I started thinking about all the things that I was worried about all the time. Worried about if we'd have food on the table, worried about whether things were clean, whether things were tidied, whether things were folded up, whether we had the clothes we needed to wear. All these things that, again, it's not that they're bad, it's not that they're wrong. But why was I worried about them? Why was I worried when Jesus was telling me, and all of us, look at the flowers, look at the birds, look all around you. He said, I'm taking care of all those things. I have concerns for all those things. If I'm concerned for them, don't I care about you? Aren't I going to make sure you have what you need? And I'm sitting there thinking, why am I worrying? Why am I wasting time worrying? And then I'm thinking about all the things that, you know, come up during the day. I start the day with good intentions, right? I'm going to do these things. And part of that is going to include prayer. Part of it's going to include time centering on God and what's important. And then one thing after another comes up and kind of distracts me. Somebody knocks on the door, they need to tell me about something, then I'm interrupted by one of the neighbor kids, and then there's this thing, there's that thing. You ever go through that too? And yet, here was Mary. And one thing about Mary was, she always started with God at the center. She started her day in going off by herself and praying. Meanwhile, I'm in there, you know, getting breakfast on the table. But she was starting her day in prayer. And I'm thinking, wait a second. I need to make some changes. And there is no one who can make those changes but me. If I want my life to be different, if I want the kind of life that God is offering me, the kind of life that Jesus promises, it's there. If I don't have it, it's because I am making choices that are giving me something else. If I don't have it, it's because I'm settling for what is not as good. When the time came that Jesus gave his life and then was resurrected, that brought a lot of things home. Here I was, worried about food, whether the house was clean, when I had been given the greatest gift of all, those precious moments with him sitting in my living room. And cooking was more important to me than those precious words. Those times are gone. I can't reclaim them. But what I can do is I can make choices every day on what's important. I can start every day by centering in him, inviting him into my life, by listening, by focusing. I can start every day of my life letting him put things into perspective for me, letting him give me the assurance I need, the strength that I need to get through my day. And here's the funny thing. When I feed myself there first, somehow the day goes different. Somehow my life goes different. Somehow everything afterwards falls into place. And here's the other funny thing. Sometimes those days are the most challenging of any that I face in my life. There can be the most difficulties of any other days, but when I start with him, the things fall in place. I feel like there's nothing I can't handle. But those days I forget, those days I'm distracted and I put him off and I say later, okay, I'll talk with him later, I'll do that later. Those days may not even be all that bad, but everything gets to me. I find myself worried and distracted about things that just don't even matter. That's the difference. But it's my choice. It's my choice. No one else can give it to me. I can choose him first and find my life flowing according to his purpose, or I can choose all these things that seem so important in the world. It all depends on where I start and what I put first. That was an embarrassing time, an embarrassing day for me. I have to tell you, I'd be lying if I said otherwise. But it changed my life. And I share it with you because I hope it'll change yours. Let us pray. Almighty God, there are so many things that come into our lives that seem so important in the moment, that seem like they need our immediate attention. It's so easy for us to worry. We care about our families. We care about our loved ones. We care about our friends. We forget that you care about all those things more, and that if we start with you and put you first, everything else will fall into place. Keep us from forgetting that, Lord. Please help us to keep you first always. In Jesus' name, amen.